April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Lydia Gulo is a student here at Northern Michigan University. She's a junior pursuing a double major in environmental studies and sustainability and sociology, and she's going to share her sustainability poetry with us today.
The first one is called Red, White, and Blue. Art decorates space, music decorates time. If we didn't have time, would we still have time? The trouble is we think we have the time. The trouble is we think all the time. No action or reaction, just apathetic adaption. Useless interpretation felt across the nation. Expressive but not accomplished, unimpressive and impoverished.
Okay, that'll be just fine right there.
A place. All that I have brought, what could have been taught. I see things as they are, still struggling with near and far. Life is all about the things you'll never figure out. Life is all about interpretation, manipulation, frustration, all that I have brought. Isn't what you want what you need? Isn't what you need what you want? Desires and the need to acquire, buyers longing to feel higher, we want what we can't have. Confined yet combined, you'd think the stars aligned. Inclined to feel defined, colorblind and unkind. Mankind must be redesigned. We want what we can't have. The paradox of modernity. From parts to whole, systems thinking is the goal. Objects to relationships, the collaboration of fingertips. From contents to patterns, in a world so shattered, with a thirst for wealth, we must focus on health. Conspicuous consumption and accumulation seem to rule the nation. From structure to process, all things we must address. Success using the wine press, from this we must regress.
Sarah Ryan is a student at Northern Michigan University in the second year of the MFA program for poetry, and she'll be reading some of her original poetry for us today.
This is I Will Have Forgotten You by Sunday. It is forthcoming in Fairy Tale Review. UFC fighting plays on the TV in the bar. Men with ground-up teeth smile through blood and do backflips from fences. The referee takes the hand of the winner and raises it into the dense black of the arena. His arm is stained red by the gold lights of the ring. I am the broken bone. I am the shiny yellow belt around the man's slick waist. I am the dumb dove flickering in the chain link cage. When you give me your name in the bar, I will have forgotten you before the bell clangs, before the man's hand bounces from the blue mat like a T-bone steak. This is not to say I am forgetful. This is not to say you are unimportant. This is to say I am busy fighting and winning and losing and keeping my teeth in my mouth. This poem is called Bad Hunter, and it is also forthcoming from Fairy Tale Review. At the Taxidermy World Championships in Missouri, women flock around like smart pink birds. They comb their small foxes with toothbrushes and preen the wings of swallows. Men wearing leaves chew on toothpicks. Women with sharp bangs and blue glasses pull at the lips of white-tailed deer. One paints the tongue of a rat a sweet, blushy rose. The mounted heads of bucks are lined in neat rows like an army. The judges wear thin glasses and flash bright little lights. This is how wet the nose should be. This is how cocked the hoof. A girl dusts paint flecks off her roadkill beaver. A boy licks a pearl of blood from his thumb. This is called Beast Fables. We are all animals here, the wily foxes on two legs, eating at the dinner table, the crying wolf's tail caught in the mower. The tiger on your sister's volleyball jersey becomes a flurry of blood, and here is proximity, the animal in all our skins, behind the glass, in the gutters. This is a lesson in fake dead and real dead, in learning all the lies. Six cats mourning the death of their brother. This is the storybook, having a tea party in fur and feathers, seeing your body turn to dust in the glimmer of mirrors. In his honest, twitching face, you see what the rabbit really wants. Maybe you become the rabbit, and then here we are again. Brute and human, shaved, but still, waking up with hair in our teeth. This is called Girls I Am Mistaken For. In the coffee shop, Dakota, Marlowe, girl waiting for someone she met online, girls with more interesting names than mine, more syllables, more time on the tongue. No, I'm sorry, I am not who you are looking for. I am being reclassified, renamed as girl with brown hair and no face. Let's take the blindfold off. Let's take off these dumb masks. They keep my eyes empty. They keep me in the dark, hidden from wolves or men who'd say they don't want me, men who forget my name, who can't spell my body right, who undo my letters like small slippery buttons. At the front desk of the hotel, I wear pearls and a blue dress shirt. I am every other girl behind that desk. I have been working for days with no breaks. I am that same girl, and the next, and the next, and the next. This poem is called Stopping Time, and it is forthcoming from Third Coast. If you want to see God, peel back the skin of a mouse's tail. See the small bones clicking their way up in steps of pearl. Nothing dies that doesn't need to be dead. Nothing is skinned that shouldn't be turned inside out. When you hold a skull in your hand, it is suddenly more than bone, more than a maze of holes and structure. When you are elbow deep in fur, the bird becomes a small piece of emerald, the beetle a blue opal, a trophy of blood or a recreation of wind and wings broken back. There is a pot in the kitchen labeled for bones only, and it is a metal burnt black. The skeletons are replaced with wooden dowels and wire. In this rehydration of skin, you cheat death like it was just a mess left on stained concrete. But there is your wall, full of these dry, dead things, all preened, all shined, all waiting, like smart little crowns.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.